Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. It is the last day of the holiday in Guatemala. I fly home tomorrow, and then somehow, because of science, I end up back home the day after. I don't know. I think I'm 6 or 7 hours behind, and then I'm flying back to... I'm going east to the UK, and it... We lose a day, or maybe I'm just in airports for a long time. I can't work it out. Actually stresses me out, time zones. I don't really get it. But anyway, that weird liminal space, which is the airport. So airports, they're like this really odd kind of environment where time rules with an iron fist, of course, because of plane times. But also time doesn't exist at all, in the sense that everyone will be drinking at 8 in the morning and... having fried breakfast really late in the day. It's weird, and shops are open at weird times, and you can't see outside, so it's like this kind of time has been suspended, but also time rules all, because everyone's got to catch a flight. And I'm knackered today. I've just had a nap because it was the wedding yesterday. It was a big long day. I was an usher. I don't know if you remember him. He did a hit called Yeah Yeah back in the early noughties. And it was the most lavish, spectacular wedding I've ever been to, by far. The biggest wedding I've been to, by far. And it was one of my very best mates getting married as well. And so our table, like, I love the kind of rankings of who you are and how close you are to the king and queen at the top table. But we were table two. We were directly in front of them. It was... just amazing. The setting was amazing. I asked my mate, and he said he'd spent at least £21,000 on that wedding, and that's in Guatemala. So you could probably, I don't know, maybe double that. It was stunning. And there was all these social events, and there was free bars, and there was shuttle services, and mariachi bands. Like today, we went and just had a meet-up, and the mariachi band just turned up and played. We're like, oh, okay, you've done this then. Unless that mariachi band turned up randomly, but I don't think so, because we were having a private event. So, yeah, incredible times. And hungover times. I forgot how much booze affects your mental health. I've been sober for 6 months, and today my anxiety and depression have been through the roof. I'm in an amazing town with some amazing people and friends, and been feeling like shit because of booze. I don't understand why we do it. I know so many people who drink and get angry, and they'll fight and things like that. And I've never understood it. I'm like, why are you drinking if you feel angry all the time? Like, who goes, I'm going to take this drug so I can get angry? That'll be fun. But equally, why am I drinking if I then feel anxious and depressed for the day or 2 days afterwards? Excuse me. So, yeah, back on the non-booze wagon. What do you say? Back on the wagon. Off the wagon. Whatever the alcohol-free wagon is, that's my one. Yeah. And then back to work. And there's nothing like a holiday to make you have a good... reflection on work. And I don't want to go back to work. I want to go back and see my kids and the dogs, but I don't want to go back to work. Anyway, I was going to open that door and moan about it a little bit. And look, I'm very grateful for the opportunity to work. I'm very grateful for this is the best version of my job that I have. But is it the booze? Is this the booze talking? This is probably the booze talking, isn't it? It's the hangover talking. It's like, I feel like shit. Therefore, everything else seems bleak and shit. And it doesn't, but it does. You know that weird hangover creeping feeling you get? Anyway, and I guess this is the thing, is when you are in a mental state, you don't feel like you're ever going to escape that mental state. But of course you do, because life has changed. And your mentality can change one day to another, depending on how much sleep you got and your blood sugar and if you've just exercised. It's like me and Davina were lying on the sofa up here in the garden both feeling anxious and depressed, and I said what we should do now is we should get in the cold pool. But we were both like, no. But that would totally change your mood, because that's all it takes. Get in a cold shower. If you're feeling depressed, get in a cold shower. Punish yourself for 5 minutes, get out, and you'll feel amazing, on top of the world. Right. If anyone, because we're at the, like, Antigua is all like stone buildings and cobbled streets. If anyone drives a bike or anything, it echoes throughout the hills and all the way up here. Can you hear that? That car or bike or whatever is miles away. All right, that's it. I will see you on the next pod.